And we're back again. We're back again.
Girls Collective.
I was engaging with our Twitter, right? And I was getting some actual engagement. Like people were actually engaging. So I jumped in the conversation with this guy who have a podcast. And the conversation was, can a woman truly change a man? So when I interjected, I said the question should be, should a woman want to change a man? He was like, that's a better way of wording it. So I was thinking we could, you know, bounce off that.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it because, excuse me, I think my experience, you know, I can speak from experience. And yes. Should a woman want to change a man?
Or can she in fact do it? Can a woman change a man?
I don't think it's her role to. I don't think it's her place to. I think that women got to be very careful, and I've been that woman in allowing a man to be a man. And that's not to say, I'll say that's not to say you a pushover, you a runover. I'm saying when it's solid. I'm saying when that man is leading by example, when that man is, you know, not on bullshit, when that man is holding it down, he's being that protector, he's being that provider, he's putting one foot in front of the other, you know, it's not bullshit. I have been a woman, I tell you that, in my relationship, who I've been told, or it has been said to me that, hey, you acting like a dude. And that it offended the fuck out of me. I'm like, what? Like, huh? You know, because I'm soft. I'm a stout woman. You know, I'm not a
pushover.
I don't know. I get that.
But you also have you have an alpha personality.
Right, T. And I think it comes from me when I think about is that, you know, like my upbringing, like your influence and who you are, like your personality. So I had to learn in that no man don't want you telling him what he need to do, what he shouldn't be doing. You know what I mean? Like, I think
right.
There's healthy communication, but I think for some that should she want to change, a lot of the times it's like that mothering, that, you know, correction and dictating and what, you know, or talking to a certain way, or really kind of talking or saying some shit when you probably shouldn't be saying some shit. You know, it's almost like that, tone it down and be soft. Cause I'm raw. Like I know to be that. I ain't saying I want to fight. I'm saying that, you know, I can get in there with you.
Right. Well, when I
help when me, I, T, because like you got some insights. So when you say I have an alpha personality, what somebody in our audience don't know what that means, to say you have an alpha personality. From the outside looking in, how would you describe me from what you know? And I get, like we say, that separation, and I haven't lived at home and you are not around me in my day to day, but help somebody understand, like, what would you describe me as? I want this insight. Because sometimes we don't know the words to put to that. I was like, what? I don't know, damn, dude. Yes, you do. Sometimes you do. And I'm telling you, you do. And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, t-shirt and panties, and I'm soft, and I'll touch, and I want to kiss, and
yeah, but
no. Sometimes no, babe. No. I wanted to totally know what fuck he was talking about.
Well, what I think he was talking about was, I think he was pointing to what I just said. You have an alpha personality. You have the personality of a leader. You have the personality of a strong leader at that. And that's what, you know, most of the time you hear people say, well, I'm the alpha male. You know what I'm saying? They mean like, I'm the head of the house. I'm
this, it's usually a term for the male.
Right. It's normally a term used for a man, for the male. But if he's telling you you're acting, if he pointed out that, man, babe, you acting like a dude, or that's dudeish. Like, that's something.
Yeah, he said that. I was so like, no. Why'd you say that?
But what he's pointing at is your dominance. And that is a good thing, but
Fuck is not, T. Like, that's not good.
No. Let me finish, cuz. I remember at one time we was having a conversation on another episode. I can't remember which one. And I was asking, when do a woman, like, it's okay to be assured of yourself. But what is not okay is for you to be so assured and so dominant to where you don't allow a man to be a man. That's what's not okay. It is okay to have an alpha personality, because you know what that shows him? That shows him, if anything goes wrong, if he was to break his leg, or if he was to get hurt, he know that you can hold it down, because he know you have the wherewithal to do it all. But at the same time, if he's pointing out that you're doing it too much, that's why I was asking the question, when do a woman know to turn it off?
I know. I remember you saying that. Like, you can't be so goddamn bossed up.
Right.
Or, you know, so up. Like, hey, tone it down.
Yeah.
The way you walk around being that woman, feeling like, oh, yeah, I can change you.
Right. And that's the thing. That's why I was like, should a woman even want to change a man? Because let's go back to you first meeting the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you first meet a person, I think a lot of issue come with everybody on both sides. Both people tell the person what they're looking for, which in turn make those people pretend to be what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're interested in each other. But if I tell you I'm looking for, you know, a good Christian woman, a woman who cook every night, a woman who, you know what I'm saying, who love music, okay, sarah, sarah, you know, and you tell me you looking for, you know, a man who do da-da-da-da-da, you know, a man who's clean, a man who's not afraid to go get his feet and, you know, taken care of and stuff like that. So in the beginning, I'm gonna do that because that's what I think you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably don't even like getting my feet done. And then in the beginning, as a woman, you're going to cook for me all the time because you're trying to show me what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I think what people should do is you wouldn't have to change anybody if you let them be their true self in the beginning. And then you could dictate whether or not you could deal with who they really are. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you should want to change, like, you shouldn't enter a relationship thinking, well, I could change that about him. No, because that's who he is.
And he may never change. And who you get is not who may remain. You know,
right.
I mean, it may, we want, you know, work on self. I'm in a space where I'm manifesting some things, and there are some things about me that, yeah, I want to be dead to. You know, so I think we have to meet people where they are and let people be too. You know, I like what you said. Like, to me, that's a false expectation.
Right.
We look for things in other people when we ain't even figured that out in us. So how I dare you even think you can be demanding to say, you know, I put this stipulation on and I have this expectation of. No. Right. No.
Right. Because I feel like when you truly have someone that love and understand the dynamics of what you're trying to accomplish, they're going to be faithful to that cause.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to roll with the cause. You're not, you shouldn't have to change them to get them on the same page as to whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in the relationship or personal. But you should leave space for their own personal journeys. I feel like a lot of times when women are trying to change a man, it's because they're trying to change them into their, they're trying to include them into whatever their journey is.
Exactly.
For the relationship. But if that person really loves you, you can work towards whatever dynamic you want and include me in it. But understand mm-hmm. that I have my own individual goals.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And you should ask, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah, that's something else what people ain't ready to do in relationships. And this is still talking about changing somebody. People ain't ready to fully understand that sometimes in a relationship, a person's growth don't rely on you.
It ain't about you.
It don't rely on you.
It ain't about you. And they take offense to. You got people totally mad, totally, I'm sorry, T, finish.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, you got to be secure enough to know that if I tell you, if I say, babe, I'm doing this, this is what I'm doing, I just need you to, you know, keep doing what you're doing, but I'm on my own personal journey. Mm-hmm. And I don't need you to be my cheerleader. I don't need you to condemn me. I don't need any of that. I need for you to just stay focused on whatever it is our relationship, whatever dynamic of our relationship that's working or whatever we're trying to prove here. But my own personal journey don't include you. You could be here. You could support me through it. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I may not need you to elevate me. I may not need the amens or the cheers or the you know what I'm saying? I may not need you to insert yourself into my own personal journey. That's not saying I don't need you. That's just saying I need my space.
Mm-hmm. That's saying this is for me.
Right.
It's for you. It's for you and nobody else. I think in relationships, people getting that can't change because it becomes that dependency. You know, it's, oh, well, he's, you know, this obligated. People aren't. You aren't. I mean, and I think that's boyfriend, engaged, married, you know, the vow or not. Like, that we gotta, like you said, spend more time in, listen, this is me.
Right.
This is for me. I don't need you to, your praise on it. I don't really need the judgment on it because, and I think we've talked about before, and that naturally we're judgmental. We are biased. We're selfish. But I think too, sometimes we enter relationships or we're in relationships and we haven't done the self-work.
Right.
And sometimes one partner has, and they're more self-conscious and they're more, you know, aware than the other. Oh gosh, it's amazing. We flooded on the way that we seek partners. I think technology and stuff has kind of tainted that. You know, you go to, what is it, eHarmony and Match and all this stuff to where the questionnaire, I'm doing check boxes of, yep. And not that, hey, I got alopecia and I'm bald headed as fuck and I'm bipolar schizophrenic and I'm, you know, and not to put it on a mental health thing, I'm saying that surface, I said this, and then I end up realizing that you are not fucking narcissist.
Right.
You know, that wasn't on the questionnaire. I didn't know that. You know, I was looking at shit, your eggplant emoji. Right. And that picture you put out that was really of somebody else, you know, how nice your rat was and your six. We can't let those types of things be the draw and then decide that when life get real, you know, and you already attached, you in an entanglement that
right.
I'm ready to change. You know, I want it's, oh, I knew he was a hoe. I knew, you know, you heard me, I think we said that too. I knew what this came with then.
Right.
But I think
a lot of people don't understand. I think people don't, there's a difference between trying to change somebody and trying to promote them to become their best self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah. I think some people is fuzzy for. They don't have that distinguishment. See, I think for some it's not like I don't give a damn about the best. I just it's change and change shit. To me it's just change. Right. I'm not saying me personally, but I'm saying maybe for somebody in our audience. But you know, speak on that because I do. It's two different things.
Yeah, that's when you're trying to change someone, it always is going to involve you, the person who's trying to do the changing. But when you're trying to promote somebody to become their best self, that don't necessarily include you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's where the difference come in. A lot of women, or let me not say women, a lot of people in relationships, in my opinion, I think their gripes are misplaced. You really want them to become
their best self. Oh, encore. They what?
Their gripes are misplaced. Like, you're really not mad at this person. You're mad at what you're trying to push on them isn't working. So you see what I'm saying? But and what you're trying to push on them, you see it as change. But if you look at it from a different lens, you can work through that situation better if you see it as promoting them to become their best self, elevating them to become more invested in their own journey, not yours.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely, it does.
We have to try. And I'm talking as if I got a relationship and I'm single as fuck.
But you so prepared. You've done the work. You've done
but I'm
the work.
But
I know me. And I think my thing of that person that struggles with that, should a woman, even if a woman is trying to, right? So I'm from that side of I'm trying, oh, I'm gonna change him. I came into this, I met him, and he don't do this, and I found out that, and I'm gonna change that about him. How? That has nothing to do with you.
It's nothing to do with
because
you.
I don't first know, you know, what influenced them to be that. You know what I mean? Like, I've never had a conversation. Oftentimes, the person that is trying to do that, they haven't asked those questions. They ain't communicated about no upbringing. They don't know nothing about, you know, experience that may have influenced why this person is where they are. And those questions should have been asked early on. Right? And even if they weren't, and there's an acknowledgement of, it's not on you to change. People are going to be. They're going to be. Now, if the person decides, so I'm the woman that's wanting to change the man, right? So okay. But what if that man is on some, hey, you know, what are you talking about? Yeah. No.
I'm who I am.
Right. Okay. Then what?
But see, this is my advice for the
because that's all we can do anyway. We can't change nobody grown. We can only give grown people advice. That's it. That is it. So a waste of time to me to say, should I? Or I'm gonna change somebody. No, you're not. No.
And you have to be smart to change your tactics. So if he said, I'm not, like, you trying to change me, that's what you're trying to do, because that's what he said you're trying to do, and that's how he feel. So what you got to do is be smart enough, and as the person who know that you see, if you see, like, this man is so smart, like, he got so many good ideas, he need to, you know what I'm saying? He don't have to be where he is in his career. He could be so much further. And you trying to push that on him, but he's content. You gotta change. You have to come at it at a different approach. I feel like stop entering saying I can change him, and change the verbiage to I can elevate. I can inspire.
I like it. I like it. I love it.
Because words. Right.
Watch your language.
Exactly. And that also, if you start using that verbiage when you're thinking about it, you will stop being so aggressive, because change is aggressive.
It is.
That's aggressive. If I've been doing something for 30 years and you telling me to change?
Well, no. Especially if it's working. Man, I ain't changing shit, because what I do works.
Right.
Fuck you, you know? No. And then, too, let's not even discuss. See, that when the adjustment really is you. Right. Who needs adjusting is you. People don't like the self-check. People don't like to, like, look at themselves in the mirror and really say, no, it ain't them that need to change any damn way. It ain't about them. It's my ass that needs to take inventory.
Right. Because what you could be pushing for in them is something that
you need for yourself.
Or you don't need from them.
Mm-hmm.
You could be pushing for something that you could be saying, like, you could be pushing and picking at a certain characteristic in that person that you really don't need him to change that. It's just ain't something you don't pick at. Right.
You know what? And I love what you said, language. You know, it makes me think of we use crazy so loosely, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, he crazy. What's crazy about it? What's crazy?
Right.
You know, oh, yeah, it's crazy. Oh, that's weird. No, it's not weird. It's your perception of it. So be, you know, it's almost like we got to be, I don't even say childlike. It's just, we got to take inventory. And a lot of times it's inventory yourself, because I'm the only person that can control me, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm big on, as a woman, what I've learned in my relationship, and I think, like I said, I think that I'm solid. We're in a good space. We have a true understanding, you know, about how we love and what the way we're going to love and what we are to each other, because we've done the work. And women, as a woman, I've learned my place.
Right.
You know, through that reflection of, you know, if he had never said to me, like, man, you didn't do this. Like, what?
Right.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, why? And I'm trying to fight you. But I can say, I was like, sometimes, yeah, my mouth and, you know, the reaction of like, damn, I don't need you telling me what the fuck to do.
Like, right. A lot of people feel like that is being regressive or counterproductive to what's going on with women. But especially in heterosexual normative relationships, their men are the head of the household. Even if he's a stay-at-home dad, he's still looked at as the protector and the provider.
And you got to let them own that role. And vice versa, too. Like, come on, not just hetero. I think I'm homo as well. Come on, like, somebody's the leader.
Right.
You know? Somebody's the leader. And it ain't taken away from. It's almost to, like, say, there's nothing wrong with your mate saying you know your place. That's another thing with me for women. Like, know your place.
Right.
Because that's not, like, condescending. That ain't saying you shit on the bottom of my shoe.
Right. No, that means know your place. That means understand that I got this.
Trust me. You love me, right?
Right. Trust me. Because a lot of people, like, listen, like, just to go back to what you was just saying with, like, the Match.com and the Black People Meet and all of the websites, a lot of people go into even those situations without doing the work.
Absolutely.
And what they don't realize is, if you don't do the work, if you don't know who you are before you enter relationship, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, but I ain't thinking about that. I'm going in there with a hard dick and a wet ass a lot of the times. I'm lonely. I'm afraid of being alone. I just want a partner. I want to kick it. I want to go out. I want somebody to spend their money, because I ain't got no money. Or I'm broke. Or I just got, I'm fresh out of something. Like, I still, like, really, I'm fucking my baby daddy, but he pissed me off. He got a new And you know, my husband made me mad today. So I'm gonna go on here and let just to see if I still got it. That kind of shit. Right. I put a whole thing up and it's almost like, you know, you in a whole situation at nation. You ain't dealt with you in no kind of way. And then it's the other person with something. No, you came in that thing, the bag, lady and man. You had a whole bag, bitch. You had trash. I mean, stinking kind of shit going on.
Right.
So I dare it be, should I need to change? No, because I haven't done the self-work. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, that self-work is... Man, I ain't gonna say, you know, perfect, guys. You know that we are, this is what we came into our show on, just self-improvement. And what have my life experiences been? And what do I want to share? You know, I feel like I have to say that because I got a comment one day of like, you know, and I get people be asked, but it's almost like, kind of feel like y'all better than. No, never. No. I mean, I have to bring on the theme of, we share, and those of y'all that rock with us, know, you know, this is just taking inventory on. It's not that I know everything, you know.
I had a whole blow up
last week, back to I got that dude thing early on, and then I got it last week. I'm like, I don't need you telling me be fucking quiet. Like, what are you doing that for? I'm a grown man in my house. I'm in the zone. I'm yelling out, why the fuck are you telling me to be quiet? They like, you know that that's going to kick something up in me. And then next thing you know is this. I love the growth because we had a whole conversation about it. But I just wanted you to be quiet. Well, damn, you saying it like that now. But right. Look, a few moments ago, hell no. You I looked at your ass like you was going to beat my ass. You going to do something about it?
Right.
I love about B, but that's how he'll do it, Terrence. He'll point at you. He'll call you out on it, like right there, like you see that. That's what I'm talking about right there. Like, so I've had to do the sub work, and I'm so grateful because I realize, you know, to communicate, man, help your partner, mm-hmm. help your partner. If it is sincerely somebody you want to grow with, and you want to let them know, because sometimes what we'll do is we'll hold it. We know we feel that way, and they don't know we feel that way.
Right.
You in your mind, you got a whole vendetta. Oh, what you gonna do? You gonna show? They gonna pay for that shit, and they ain't even know what they did and how they could have made it better. Don't be that to your partner. You know. So
yeah, whatever your expectations is, you need to share them because
yes, be clear.
Be clear. Like if you have a certain vision or visual or a certain expectation or a certain journey, a certain path you want the relationship to take, share it. Yes. So they can let you know where they are on that path or if they're willing to go down that path with
mm-hmm. If I'm willing to do that self-work.
Right. And real quick about self-work, I'm going to tell y'all a little secret to all our, not a secret, something I learned from a book I read about, you know, doing self-work. A real easy way to figure out if you know or figure out what kind of work you need to do, look in the mirror. And I mean like literally, I'm not saying this figuratively, get in front of a mirror and stare at yourself. It works. I do it all the time. I just get in my mirror and I just look. Sometimes tears fall. Sometimes I just bust out laughing. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm gonna tell you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, cuz.
Yeah, but just get in the mirror and look at you, and you will start seeing your life and seeing your flaws and seeing your good and seeing your bad. Just get in front of a mirror and just look at you and think about you. Not nobody else, not what anybody else did to you. Not just look, get in the mirror and just look at you and watch how you start reflecting on things that you want to do for you, and it'll make you a better person.
I love it. I almost couldn't contain it in that full circle. This is how life does, right? I recently met someone named Whitney. Check her out, you all. I got to plug her, Whitney. At her Collateral Beauty. She's an artist. She does work with children that have like behavioral issues or autism awareness. I love it. But I was on a call before we started recording today. Part of her offer to us as an artist is a call called Unorthodox Discovery. And what we talked about was doing mirror work tonight. When I said, cause, you know, give me a few, I'm coming, I will be here. So I love that you even said, because I'm telling you guys, like, top of the year, you know, we set those goals, and in life, you just realize that, man, better go in grace, but you realize before you can be a whole lot of things to a whole lot of other people, it's a constant of having to face you. You know, there's some things about me that in writing and journaling that I wanted to change.
Right.
So I want to say before anyone goes forth and wanting to change someone else, make sure you're putting forth that, yeah, that self-check. I'm excited about the mirror work. You know, yeah. I'm excited about manifesting every day. Every day. Watch it get real, man. Like, write it down. Make it plain. You know, I love Ibadu to life. I rocks with Erica and they all her weirdness and all this shit. But yeah, Erica Badu said years ago to me, and it resonated. And I believe it, man. You write it down. Make it plain. Watch it get real. You know, do that self-work. Because, like we said, a lot of times I think people are looking at other people on some change when they haven't done self-discovery. And that change ain't, that ain't for you. You worry about you.
Right.
You know, and only know that you can give someone else advice, man, as another grown person. And then be open. Be open to. So I don't think that a woman should change, to go back to our initial question. A woman should change a man. I think that we have to be intentional about what we want to reflect, what we want to represent, what we manifest, because in fact, what we want is going to be attracted and drawn to us anyway.
Yep. 100%. And going back to our original, you know, topic, I don't think a woman should want to change a man. And that's just where I don't think nobody should want to change. I think we need to look at, like I said earlier, we need to look at the language that we're using in our relationships. And if we use this language to ourselves, it'll make our approach different. I know I said that already, but I'm going to say it again because that's kind of my take home for this conversation. Promoting somebody to be their best self is different from changing somebody's characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. And if you look at it from a inspiring, a uplifting, you know, just a positive outlook on what you're trying to accomplish, not just change. You said you was going to change. You ain't never changed. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you can inspire me to do better.
Mm-hmm. And lead by example.
Right.
Language. I love it.
You can live it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
you can stop telling me to shit. You can stop acting like a goddamn dude.
Right.
Check that. How can I? So I want to cater. Put that B on. Play cater to you, girl.
Right. Oh, and one more thing. Stop at listening to R&B music, please.
Ooh, it'll stay in your life. My take home is be you, unapologetic. You know, unapologetically be you.
Right.
But be open to greater. Greater is in all of us. You know, and your language. I love it, T. We're queens. We're kings. We're goddesses. you know, let your king rock his kingdom. If he's, you know, he's worthy. And if he, you know, needs some work, encourage it. Speak that. You know, pray that. Affirm that. Manifest that.
Right.
Their ways to the law of the land, the law of attraction is, if you know, I said, as we ask, we can't receive. But we ain't changing. We ain't changing nobody. You know? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not happening.
Nope.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. Oh. That was a great conversation, cuz.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You all, and connect with us. I realize I haven't been saying it, but y'all, we are at Girls Collective. We are at Girls Collective on Instagram, on Twitter. We want to hear from you all. I'm going to open up our line where you guys can leave us a message. Give us some feedback. Twitter, our Twitter is hopping. I'll be honest, more than our IG right now, but I vow to be better about that and getting some DMs and stuff. But until next time.
Girls Collective.
Good night.
We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, Girls Collective.